My happiness with Powderfinger here at i98 with Andy Haxton. Money Report special this morning. We're chatting to Phil Anderson about real estate investing. Phil's got a brand new book on real estate. It's called The Secret Life of Real Estate. And Phil, in your own words, why would I want to buy your book?
What I do in the book is something quite unique, I think, which nobody has managed to do for a little while, where I give people the structure of the economy. So what I mean by that is, if listeners recall studying something like the Dutch tulip mania or the South Sea bubble of years ago, or even the internet bubble, these type of events are quite random in nature and you can't forecast them. But when it comes to what happened in 2007 and 2008 with the real estate decline, that sort of cycle, the real estate cycle, is inbuilt into the DNA of the structure of the capitalist system or of the economy, and it is something that can be understood quite readily. It's based on David Ricardo's law of economic rent, and it's inbuilt, as I say, into the economy, and it is quite forecastable. And so the way the economy is going to work cyclically like that is what I demonstrate in the book. It gives people a big picture scenario of the economy and the way it works, and it will enable readers, once they finish the book, it will enable them to forecast quite well the major turning points in the economy.
You've gone back a couple of hundred years to illustrate your cycles, your different booms and busts. How relevant is that to what's happening today?
Well, having just said what I said, people find it a bit hard to believe. So the only way I could really show that was to demonstrate that to demonstrate the history. And the US history was good history to do because it's such a fascinating read of what happened over the last 200 years in American property history and land history. So I think I just had to demonstrate that you could do the forecasting simply by showing how it worked in the past. And all I think is that you can extrapolate some of what you learned in the past into the future. And, time will tell, because I think the real estate market around the world should lower around 2010. It will recover, and I think that'll lead us into another 18-year cycle. So the proof will be in the pudding, and people can judge it for themselves.
I did notice that reading through your book that a major crash seems to happen about every 100 years. I mean, a really big crash I'm talking about. The last one happened in the 30s. The one before that was the 1830s. So I'm seeing, you know, a pattern building here. So I'm guessing that we'll run into another major boom and bust in about 15 to 20 years, heading into 2025, 2030. So we'll see the whole thing again.
Yes, I think so. I think this time there might be a little bit of a change. It's possible that normally, America leads the world into these 18-year cycles and then out again. It's possible this time that the damage done in America this time is quite severe. It's possible that China this time, as a world first, might lead the world out of this current downturn. And I'm quite certain that by the time we get to 2025, 2027, there'll be somebody in China who's made a lot of money from real estate. In fact, there'll probably be 20 or 30 million of them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Someone will stand up and say, in about 2025, that real estate prices never collapse, they never go down. And, of course, for him that'll be true because he'll never seen it, and he'll convince everybody else, and that'll be when the cycle's ready to turn again.
I get the sense that what's happening today is nothing new. In fact, you can position yourself to make a profit from it.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Well, I have. There's been no doubt about that. It's quite obvious, and I tried to show that in the study of history I did. What's happened currently the last year or two, it's absolutely nothing new. It's just been repeating time after time, and on some occasions it's so precise it's hard to believe. When the stock markets tank and property prices come down, that's the time when it places pressure on all of the people that have been cheating the system and having the scams going on, and that's when they come to the fore. And that's just, as I demonstrated in through the book, it's just been happening time after time. And the banks are the same. The banks keep lending irresponsibly at the top to people who can't afford it, and they get caught. A few banks collapse, leads to more collapse. People panic. There's bank queues of banks to get their money out, which isn't there, and away we go, bottom of the cycle.
Phil, thank you very much for your time.
Oh, that's my pleasure.
Phil Anderson, the Managing Director of Economic Indicator Services and author of The Secret Life of Real Estate. For more details, you can check out www.businesscycles.biz. That's businesscycles.biz. And he'll be presenting a chat tomorrow night, which I'm sure will be special, at the Australian Technical Analysis Association. And their website is ataa.com.au. Good luck with investing. I highly recommend the book here on i98.